Hey, I'm Taylor Vogel, and this is Now That I'm Not Your Teacher. Each week, we'll explore an aspect of adulting that you might have missed in school. Since I used to be a teacher, I'll structure it in ways that are proven to help you retain information. But since I'm not your teacher anymore, I can approach it in a way that's honest and sometimes inappropriate for a classroom. I'm very happy you're here because class is in session.
In this week's episodes, we are buying a home. Or at least we're thinking about what we need if we were to buy a home. In today's episode, I will be sharing some advice for making the most of your home inspection. After you've made an offer on a great home, I can't really help you there because there's too many variables, which is why you want a great realtor. Go listen to yesterday's episode if you haven't yet. You'll have to get a home inspection. I'm with you. It seems like you should be able to do this before you make the offer, but it's okay because the inspection gives you protection and wiggle room as the consumer. So breathe. Firstly, you might want to choose your home inspector independently from your realtor. Your realtor does have some stake in the sale of your house, and I've once wondered if an inspection was light so that the sale goes through. So get recommendations if you feel even remotely weird about the realtor you selected. An inspector does a thorough walkthrough of the home, noting any structural damage that could be problematic. Problems could range from needing to recaulk the bathtub, which is an easy weekend project that costs less than like $20, to needing foundation repairs, which are often cost prohibitive. You could kick back and wait for the report at the end, but what I've found to be more useful as a homeowner is letting the inspector know that I am along for every bit of the ride and will be walking through the inspection with them, asking questions as we go. Every inspector I've worked with has welcomed this, along with the cup of coffee I always bring them when we show up at the home. Following along with your inspection helps you get to know your home to be. You'll learn where the circuit breaker is, where the emergency water shutoff is, where all of the light switches are and how they work, how the central heat and air operate, what's happening up in your fireplace, and if mold is there trying to suffocate you in your sleep. Often inspections don't include pest control, aka checking for termites and termite damage, so you might need to do a second walkthrough with them, a pest control specialist as well, to make sure that any supports to the home are in good condition as well. A good inspector will provide you, your realtor, and the sellers with a written report of everything that is wrong or could potentially be wrong with the home. From there, you can negotiate with the sellers what they will financially cover before the sale and what you're going to repair once you own the home. You can even use this list to plan out your repairs in order over time, maybe within the first couple years of owning your home. Be sure to get their name and contact information in case you have questions later or need to clarify something, and you'll feel more in charge of your home buying experience. You can do it. I can help. And I would love for you to share your home inspection experiences with me. Send them to nowthatimnotyourteacher, it's all one word, nowthatimnotyourteacher@gmail.com.
Now That I'm Not Your Teacher is a product of Cardigan Media Group. Music by Reed Mathis. All content is copyright 2021.